sports. But making news the last week or so, Charlie Sheen, the star of Two and a Half Men, he has been interviewed by just about everyone. And we are now lucky enough to have the noted actor and troublemaker Charlie Sheen on the program with us. He joins us on the Ticket Hotline. Hi, Charlie.
What up, guys?
How's everything?
Things are going wonderful, just great.
Well, you know, you're really stirring it up with your threat to sue CBS and just some of the wild things you've been saying.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm so tired of all this, you know? You know, I tell you, your station's made a massive and crippling mistake by not having me on the radio before now. Yeah, I swear you guys should have put me in the morning and afternoon drive a long time ago, because I bring it. Every single day I bring it. I only bring one thing to the table of life, and that is a badass sense of kickassery. You don't let me be comprehended by warlocks, I swear.
I don't even know what that means. Can you explain it?
No, look, you can't comprehend the things I say, okay? I create a chainmail dragon with my words. Okay, I weave a tapestry of kick-ass wordsmithery that sends your head into hell.
You know, some people just think you're nuts now that you've just gone off the rails.
Yeah, those people are idiots. They can't comprehend my life. They're jealous of my life. My verbal potency whips your head back and turns your children into urine, okay? Two radio chuckleheads don't even have the simple mental wattage to comprehend my greatness, all right?
Never been called a chucklehead before.
I'm so tired of pretending I'm a normal human just so you guys can feel good about your life, all right? I'm farting gold and whizzing science.
How are you doing that?
My toilet leavings are worth more than your kids. How does that sound, huh?
I don't think that sounds accurate.
Go ahead, sell your kids to science and see what kind of pauper's pittance they fetch, all right? Me, I show up to a place, someone lays 100 large on me. Boom, bang.
You know, there are a lot of experts that believe you're bipolar.
Bipolar, I'm bi-winning.
What does that mean? What does bi-winning
mean? It just
means
I'm bi-winning, okay? Look, I'm clearly the most successful in my family, most successful person you've ever laid eyes on. Hey, when was the last time you heard anything about Emilio, huh?
Well, it's been a while.
Like, never. Dang, irrelevance.
That's your own brother.
What about your dad?
Oh, my dad can only get in the news when his handsome, kick-ass son smokes a rock or something and he has something to comment about. Can't tell how many people pays attention to that guy. All these reports in the newspaper, you know? I mean, it's just bogus. It's bullsh.
Is it?
Yes.
So you're not on drugs or anything?
No, I'm not on drugs. It's violence against women thing. What you guys call trashing a hotel room and holding a knife to the throat of a whore, I call an unmitigated victory. That's what I call it. Boom.
And I guess us chuckleheads just have a hard time identifying with you.
Oh, God, please, give me a break. Believe me, if you guys met me, you'd fall down at my feet and kiss me while thanking me for not obliterating your tiny existence with my winning.
All right, so what's next? You going to go back to movies or something?
Hey, what's next? I'm going to go back to Two and a Half Men. They're going to let me back in the door, and we're going to make a lot of bank. Mm-hmm. We're going to score. We're going to make gold. Mm-hmm. And it's all going to be at my feet, okay? I'm like a cold cut of an amazing sandwich between two pieces of awesome.
I don't know if CBS is going to take you back.
Oh, they'll take me back. Those small-minded ass-tards running that sitcom gold mine into the ground, they'll take me back. Winning. Hello. Boom. Score it. Bingo.
Oh, what?
Whoa,
he's out. Wow.
Well, there you go. Now we have an exclusive with Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
We're just as good as the networks. 847 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.